Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks for having me on the show.
No worries. So just explain how Flux would work. It's an app, is that right?
Yeah, Flux will be an app that as you rightly mentioned, users will be able to have on their phone that allows them to directly participate in policy creation. Now, the way that really works and the way it interacts with Parliament is that we're running for the Senate this year at the federal election, so people will be able to vote for us above the line in the Senate. And an elected Flux senator will essentially give up their autonomy in favour of using the Flux system to guide their voting decisions. And when I say guide, I mean they will always obey the outcome of the system, because that's really what we want to do. So the idea is that our current model of representative democracy is really outdated. It's been around for hundreds of years, and it wasn't created to, I guess, serve an internet age where we create so much information and we have such a complex society with so much information required to make good decisions. And so we need a system that leverages the skills and talents of not just a handful of Aussies in Parliament, but that the skills and talents of thousands, perhaps tens, hundreds of thousands of Aussies around the country, empowered by their communities to help make good decisions.
So what you're doing basically, you're setting up an app and you are running to have a Senate seat. So this can't work unless you get a senator, is that right?
Well, that's correct, Jamie. Yeah, you can think of Flux as a plug-in to the existing model that will hopefully eventually take over the operating system. So it's a cheeky way for us to kick this off without having to immediately start a mass revolution. But we will need a senator, and that senator will then become a voice of the system. And as people realize the power of that and it grows, you know, come next election, we pick up more senators until eventually the whole country's on board.
Where are you running senators?
At the moment, we're running in every state, but not territories. That's our plan at the moment, just due to the fact that, you know, territories only have a couple of senators.
Excellent. So you're running senators, one Senate candidate per state?
We're actually running two in every state. The reason that we're doing that is because that will give us a group on the ballot paper and allow us to appear above the line, making it a lot easier for voters to find us.
Yeah, right. Did you manage to get a logo in time?
We did, actually. It was narrow, but we did get there.
Yeah, because I know it was an issue for a lot of minor parties. Are you running?
I am running, yes. I won't be running first. I might have myself and Max, co-founder. I have to give, obviously, Max a lot of credit for Flux. A lot of this is his idea, really. Neither of us will be running first in any state. We're both running second. And we've opted to do that really because it's not about us, and neither of us have really any ambitions to become senators. This is more about a real democratic change for our country that we're interested in.
Right, okay. So let's say, hypothetically, you get a senator in, I don't know, let's say New South Wales. So that senator comes in, and then how does it work?
Cool. So let's take that example. Now, our senator for New South Wales is a young man called Steve Lopez. Steve has run before as an independent because he deeply believes that there's a problem with our system and really wants to change that. So if Steve were to arrive in the Senate, he would then, using the app, sit in the Senate and vote on legislation that comes before the Senate in a way that is determined by the Flux system. So that's made up of anyone in Australia who's of voting age and registered to vote. There's absolutely no restriction on where you come from. So a senator elected in New South Wales will represent the whole country. And users will be able to, as you mentioned earlier, will be able to vote on any bill that comes before the Senate if they please. In addition to that, they can nominate a trusted third party to vote on their behalf. That could be a friend, a family member, but someone who more rightly aligns with you, as opposed to one of these major parties usually we loosely align with, but not really align with. And lastly, the participants of the system can save their votes on certain issues for, I guess, a token they can use on an issue that they care more passionately about. And this is where Flux is really, really important, because it allows us to specialise on votes. It means that Aussies who are best suited to making certain decisions have more of an impact on those decisions.
So, say hypothetically, you're really concerned about marriage equality, but you don't really give a stuff about the Australian Building Construction Commissioner, then you could save up your vote for marriage equality.
That is a perfect example, yes. And you know, the power behind that is that, you know, even if you think that you're a political aficionado and you know lots and lots about policy, there's probably someone who knows something more about some policy than you do about all policy, right? So the idea is we want to distribute the decision-making process to all Australians, because we think it's going to produce much better results than letting generalists and career politicians make the decision, whose really, you know, only job has been to be a politician.
If you just join me, I'm speaking with Nathan Spataro. He's the brains behind this concept, Flux, where basically they're running a series of Senate candidates who would then, would be voting based on what people who've signed up to this Flux app think is important to them. So, Nathan, I suppose the issue is who can vote? Sorry, who can vote on Flux for what they want?
Sure. So any voting age, any registered voter in Australia, I think it's roughly 15 million. Sorry, of us. Anyone will be able to sign up and vote using the Flux system. And as I mentioned to you before, a senator elected anywhere will represent the entire country. So anyone can sign up from anywhere in the country and vote toward the vote of any senator. The system will also be proportional. So if we have more than one senator, they'll vote, you know, in line with the population respectively. So if there was, for example, two senators, one would vote 50% yes and one would vote 50% no in a case where the country was split on the issue.
Isn't it open to hijacking?
That's a great question, Jamie. So I guess when you say hijacking, it really depends on what you mean. I guess I take
What I mean is that, say, you know, you've got one particular party who's very savvy on, say, social media or the internet, and they can then mobilise people to register on Flux and vote on a particular issue.
So, yes, that is absolutely something that could happen. In fact, we anticipate this, and it's actually a very clever adoption mechanism for Flux. So let's take that example, and let's say we have a senator and a minor interest group or a party, for that matter, another part, an opposition party, want to seize control of that senator for their own purposes, and they ask their membership to go and flood the system and get the vote. Two things happen. The first thing that happens is the opponents of that organisation or party will do the same. So by virtue of the fact that their opponents now control a senator, they'll be naturally forced to join the system to oppose them. The second part is that most voters are more unique than the affiliations that they publicly have. And the reason that they have those affiliations is because it's the most effective way for them to have some kind of political contribution. Now, when you take people who are used to a system that forces them into column A or column B, or one of, you know, a few others, and you say, why don't you just be an individual and vote in any way that you like? And that is meaningful by virtue of the fact that you're now connected with the hundreds of thousands of other Aussies who think your way, whether or not they're aligned with the party that you're aligned with or not. You actually let people break away from those organizations and start to be far more independent. And that's really what we want. We want people to start realizing that they're individuals and they don't need to align with one of these major parties. And certainly in the 21st century, if we persist with the two-party model, we'll never produce excellent policy for the technological age.
Nathan, I suppose one of the other issues is, do people care enough? I mean, there are so many issues that go, say, before the Senate, which are just, you know, basic, boring, dull governance. You know, do people care enough about that?
Well, and that's another really good question, Jamie. So lots of people don't care, and that's actually okay. So, you know, you might have heard of direct democracy, where everyone gets a vote on every issue. And that's one of, I guess, the precursors to Flux, because, you know, in Flux, everyone can vote on every issue. But by letting people trade votes, it means that only the people who really do care about those, I guess, if you want to use the term, boring issues, those sort of day-to-day pieces of legislation. And there are, by the way, plenty of people who really do care about that stuff. Let's let those people handle it. They've got the experience. They've got the passion for it. They care about their country. Let's let them have a say on those things. And for those of us who don't necessarily understand that or want to have a say, well, let's get involved where it's most important to us. So by introducing this system, we're allowing Aussies who are best suited to make those decisions to tackle them.
But do people have the time? Isn't that what we elect senators for in the first place, is to look after those things that we can go about, you know, doing our day-to-day life? You know, I've got a job, say, I've got kids to look after, you know, I've got to take the dog for a walk. I don't have time, perhaps.
No, we totally agree. And one of the first things that Flux will let you do when you sign up is to nominate someone else to vote on your behalf. And we expect a lot of Australians will choose their proxy, so the person that votes. You know, everyone's got a friend that's deeply interested in politics, or at least in some area of it. And, you know, many of us align with those friends and family members because we see the value of what they say. And now we have a way to actually support them and endorse what they say when we believe them. So, you know, for probably, you know, many, many Australians using this application, they will simply defer their vote to someone else and trust their behalf and forget in a way. And that's okay too, because at least now you're being represented by someone who you actually align with, as opposed to one of these major parties.
Nathan, it is a fascinating concept, and I wish you all the best of luck with it.
Mate, thank you so much for having me on the show.